The Chiropractic Philanthropist, Episode 4.
Starting your own practice is hard for many chiropractors. It's riddled with both struggles and successes. But here at The Chiropractic Philanthropist, we make it easy by getting chiropractors to share their struggles and lessons learned in life and practice so that you don't have to make the same mistakes. And now, here's your host, Dr. Ed Osborne.
I am very excited to introduce Corey St. Denis. He is co-founder and creative director at DC Tree. This company spread it from his vision to ensure all chiropractic students receive the cutting-edge technique, neuroscience, and identity-building information he was exposed to at training sessions with his mentors. He is passionate about building a bridge between new chiropractors and practice success. Corey is an intern at Logan University and plans to enter private practice in Jay, Maine, in the fall of 2014. Welcome, Corey.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Dr. Ed. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you know what? It's my pleasure. It's funny. I graduated almost 13 years ago, but it still seems like it was yesterday.
Yeah. I've been getting that a lot lately.
you're an intern, correct?
Yeah, actually, I'll be graduating in a week from tomorrow. So
wow.
I just yesterday finished my internship and I'm all completed with my chiropractic education. So I'm still a student, I guess, technically, though.
But I remember those. I remember that time.
Yeah.
And my wife and I actually, I went to Life Chiropractic College West, and she was actually in Alberta when I was in California building out our practice 6 months before I graduated. So I would fly on the weekends back and forth to help her build out her practice. And
wow.
It was an incredibly stressful time with board exams and all those other great things that were going on, but also, you know, like a really exciting time.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I've just been noticing over the last probably 6 months is just that crescendo of excitement that, you know, you have to kind of tone it down even sometimes so that you can, go back into the school and do adjustments in a normal state of mind. So it's been very good.
Awesome. Hey, The Chiropractic Philanthropist, we have a motto, and that motto is that we are all more alike than we are different. Corey, I don't know if you realize, but there's a bit of a dichotomy in chiropractic profession. And so I just want you to kind of relay to us, you know, a little bit more about you, about Corey the person, and then maybe Corey the chiropractor, soon to be chiropractor.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess a little talk about my history here. I've always been I love the entertainment value in life. I like to see people smile. I like to make people laugh. And I've always enjoyed human contact. I just think that it's fun to be around people, and get to know people and that sort of thing. I like relationships. So, when I was 14 years old, my mom said, you know, I'd had odd jobs and my dad's a residential home builder. So I'd worked for him and that sort of thing. And when I was 14, she said, all right, you've got 2 years to make enough money to pay for, you know, your car insurance and buy a car and that sort of thing. So, you know, you'll have to get started this summer. You've just turned 14. It's, you know, time to grow up. And so, I looked around I'm from a very small place in northern Michigan, and I looked around at kind of what jobs were available for a 14-year-old at that time. And I wasn't very impressed with what I found, and I didn't really want to do, you know, I like being outside, but I didn't want to rake leaves and that sort of thing. So what I did was I drew up a plan for my mom and my parents, I guess, and I took them this little business plan. It was obviously terrible, but it was a great start. And what I wanted to do was create a DJ company and become an entertainer or a disc jockey, I guess, you know, just so I could DJ school dances and that sort of thing. And it sounded like a fun job. And so I went to them with the idea and, you know, sort of the blueprints for a DJ service equipment wise and that sort of thing. And they eventually, after we did the plan over a couple of times, they went with it, and it gave me a loan, and then, you know, a payback schedule and that sort of thing. And they sort of taught me how much fun entrepreneurship can be. And so at a very young age, at 14, I started my first business, and I was just I just had a blast doing that all through high school and into my undergrad years before I actually sold that company and then worked for a larger DJ company that allowed me to travel and just basically get more work. And so that's sort of what I did, you know, early on, and that's what drove me in as far as financially being able to pay for my undergrad and that sort of thing. So as I went into undergraduate college, I realized quickly that I wanted to be in the health field in some sort of way, and I wasn't sure, you know, what I wanted to do. I liked the idea of being a doctor, but that wasn't what mattered to me. It was, you know, what kind of doctor did I want to be, you know, and how would I like to spend my time every day. And so I think it was, I want to say maybe in the ninth grade, and I was still in high school, I did some looking into different types of offices, physical therapy and that sort of thing. I didn't know the difference back then. So I just sort of looked at everything, and I'd had a chiropractor, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to go hang out at his office for a day if he'll let me, and see if I like that thing, even though I'd been in there as a patient. And that was really when I decided that I wanted to become a chiropractor. And ever since then, I've just been really driven to be a chiropractor. I love the idea of it, and that's what's got me to where I am today, for sure.
That's pretty cool that you know, you have that much experience of, like, because I mean, as chiropractors, let's face it, there's a certain level of entrepreneurship that needs to be brought to the table, you know, once you graduate. So it's really cool that you have that background, that experience that you're going to, I imagine. So what's the future hold for you after graduation?
Well, I've taken an associate position in a place called Jay, Maine, way up north. And I'm going to go work for Dr. Patrick Kieran, who is a neurologically based chiropractor. And he has a very successful practice up there, and he's expanding to the point where he needs some help. And he's been just a big mentor for me all through chiropractic college. His daughter was in my class. So basically, you know, I'm going to head out there in, geez, a couple of weeks and jump right into practicing and that sort of thing. And, you know, with the DC tree, there's a lot of things that I want to do. But what I've noticed in the past couple of years of starting a chiropractic company, which I'm sure you can attest to this as well, it's very difficult to, you know, every word is looked at very closely, and everything you say is can be taken many different ways and that sort of thing. So just kind of finding the identity of what I want this movement and this company to be in the future is kind of an ebb and flow thing. So I've been doing my best to keep it, you know, within my limits as far as what I'm interested in and what we think is really cool and that sort of thing. So yeah, I mean, the future, gee, I don't know. I think right now I almost can't comment on the future at this point, because everything's about to change for me in about a week. So
no doubt. Yeah. It's very hard to find common ground. Well, again, that common ground, or, you know, that middle ground, when you're presenting something to chiropractors.
Yeah.
That's what I found in my experience. I mean, even in, you know, I have a Facebook fan page for the Chiropractic Philanthropist, but I've probably had to block, you know, just in the last 2 weeks, I had to block six people, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's really tough. And no matter how positive and how uplifting or elevating your message, there's some people who are just simply, they're not going to agree with you. And I think, you know, I just got off, again, an interview with a doctor just recently, and we were talking about failure. And, you know, it's always a good thing to, failure we learn from. It's something there's value there. Every time that you fail, or we say fail fast, it gets you to the next step. It's a stepping block to building, you know, that practice or that vision or whatever it is that you're really kind of striving towards. So, I don't mind failure. I've gotten used to it too, and criticism and all that stuff that goes with it. As chiropractors, we love to quote other chiropractors or other people. You know, do you have an original quote or an affirmation? It doesn't have to be an original quote, but just an affirmation, something that words that you live by, Corey, that you'd like to relay to us?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I know we were just talking about this, but I didn't know what to put down here because, you know, I've had a couple of opportunities to do, you know, larger groups, public speaking and that sort of thing. And I thought, man, well, I better go back and look at all my tapes and see if I said anything cool. And I did. I said some cool stuff. But I think that for me, the quote that I use is, you are the sum of the six people you spend the most time with. And the first time I heard that was actually from Dr. Bob Hoffman, who's the CEO and founder of the Master Circle. And he said it on stage, and I remember not hearing anything he said after that, because I was just thinking about the six people that were, you know, sort of my I was the sum of, and I really kind of put into context what that meant. And, you know, what I've realized over the last 4 years in chiropractic college is that it gave me some time to reflect, first of all. And I thought, you know, I looked back in my life at different times when there was that different core group of six people. And I looked at, you know, the way that I treated myself and my body and my mind and the way that I, you know, treated relationships. And as those six people changed, you know, so did a lot of who I was. And I think being aware of that concept is just, it's really important, because you might not realize how much your lifestyle or your choices are, I guess, I don't want to say driven by other people, but you know, especially if they're people who you love or who you're, you know, close with or who you trust, you know, their opinion definitely sways your decisions a lot of times. And so if you're not, if you don't have that super awesome group of core six people in your life that you spend the most time with, sort of dialed down into the type of person you want to be and the group of people you want to hang out with, it can be a scary thing. So, and I've learned that lesson over and over and over again. And that's why right now I have more than six amazing mentors in my life. I have a lot of mentors right now, and all through chiropractic school I have. But the mentoring process, that's I guess this quote led me to finding more mentors and ultimately creating the DC Tree, which is just a big group of people who are mentoring one another. So,
have you ever heard of the doorman principle? Are you familiar with that?
No.
So it's like, you know, you treat your life like a doorman. And it kind of comes back to your quote, is that I've had experiences where I had to just, almost like Facebook, where you have to block some people from your life. You have to just kind of disconnect from them because they weren't feeding, you know, your purpose or vision, or maybe there was a competitive side to them, or just something that wasn't fulfilling whatever your purpose is in life. And we call that the doorman principle, and I know Dr. Karen, my wife, we definitely both apply that, where I've even had, you know, most people can relate. I've had family members like that.
Yeah.
I just simply won't pick up the phone and call them anymore. But just, you know, yeah, you have that bubble of people who are significant to you in your life, and they feed your purpose. You know, everyone has a purpose, kind of a transition into purpose. You know you have a purpose in life or not, everyone has one. And it kind of forms our priorities in life too. So in a snapshot, Corey, you know, if we could say, you know, what are your three top core values in life and why?
Very good. So my number one core value is honesty. And I've learned this lesson over and over again in different forms in honesty. So it just being honest, I guess I can wait to explain each one. Or do you want me to kind of go through my why?
You know what, why don't you name off the three, and then
okay,
we'll go from there.
Good. All right. So, honesty is my number one. My number two is, just living or treating myself, to health. And, my third is just being passionate about your life's work.
Passion. Yeah. That's certainly an important one, right?
Absolutely.
And so number two, like living towards health, or
yeah,
making sure, like, caring in it for your well-being and your own physical health?
Absolutely. Yeah. Physical, you know, and mental. I don't know if you've sort of perused the DC Tree much, but there's a lot of brains floating around and a lot of talk about the brain and that sort of thing and neurologically based chiropractic. So to me, almost as important as physical health is the mental state, the state of that you're able to control in your central nervous system, I think. That to me is what living healthy really means, is having a sound and adaptable and plastic central nervous system.
So I'm interested to find out, you know, you got me here with honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about why that's your number one top core value.
Yeah. So that's my number one top core value for many reasons. You know, without getting into any juicy details, past relationships, you know, situations I've gotten myself into, you know, just white lies and, you know, overinflating things, stuff like that. I've come to realize, and I have a couple of really, really good friends, Sean and Tara Reed, and they really kind of drove this home with me because, you know, we sat down at one point in my life and I had a talk with them about, you know, what I really wanted and this and that. And They describe it as straight shooting. So, honesty really to me is straight shooting, and it's straight shooting with yourself first. And then in any other situation you get yourself into, you have to remain a straight shooter. So, that's it really. I've had way too many things happen in my life for me to explain any which one, but you know, I think that I've learned with myself, it's most important to be honest about what I really want. And, you know, honesty doesn't come easy. And sometimes you don't ever want to do something to hurt someone, but sometimes what you have to say, isn't going to be taken right or whatever. And, instead of just turning a hard shoulder or whatever, or just being just blatantly rude or blunt, there's ways to be honest and nice if it's a bad situation. But I think, even just in the last year treating patients, you know, I just look at my patients and I tell them what I know, and what I know is going to help them and what I know they need to do. And so it's just been a reoccurring message in my life that, you know, if you're going to be all in with someone, you need to be honest, because that's really the only way that you're going to come out knowing that you did everything you could.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally get what you're saying, because I kind of relate it back to what I call being authentic. And, you know, it for me, it's in a personal manner, but also in professional as well, is that, you know, I used to, when I was early in practice, I would sit down with patients and I would go through my checklist of, you know, mental gymnastic checklist of what I needed to relay to that patient in terms of education, in terms of, you know, here's what I've been told or coached how to, you know, the scripts to use and things like that. But I wasn't sure if it was ever really, I'm not saying it was dishonest, but it was never really authentic to me. And the more transparent and the more authentic I became with patients, and the more I found I listened to them, actually listened to what they were telling me, the more abundance and the greater amount of respect and trust I built with patients, and we saw our practice grow. And I see that in life too. You know, for a long time, I was always camouflaging what was going on with my own health. And so to me, that felt like, I just wasn't being transparent. And when I came out, and I've written many blogs about it and things like that too, that, you know, hey, yeah, I got sick. I had to take drugs. I'm a chiropractor who had to take drugs, had to have surgery, you know, cause I used to bash those, you know, medics. If it wasn't for a surgeon, if it wasn't for drugs, I wouldn't be here today. My kids wouldn't have a dad, and my wife wouldn't have a husband. And so when it comes to, and some doctors may disagree with me, you know, when it comes to, medics, I mean, they do a wonderful job and they shine when it comes to emergency and triage, right. But, you know, I wouldn't agree in terms of healthcare. I wouldn't even call it healthcare.
Right.
But you know, that's kind of my story. And just in a synopsis of my story and struggle. So have you ever had a time professionally, or maybe even while you were going through currently through school, or, you know, personally, that maybe kind of shook you to the core, and any of those struggles, and maybe what did you learn from that? What was the result?
Yeah, absolutely. Grad school has been a struggle for me, so I think that's definitely a part of it. You know, academically, in my undergraduate, I didn't try as hard as I could have, and I beat myself up from time to time, thinking, man, I should have just got all A's because I barely did anything, and I just passed all my classes with, you know, whatever I needed to get into chiropractic school, which was obviously against my mother has just been, she's an educator, and she's been pursuing her own education for so many years that it's such a, you know, just multiple master's degrees and just really cool stuff. And she was always like, you know, come on, I'm not going to say, you know, you've done a bad job by getting a C, because I believe that you've done what you can, you know. And but she's like, you're a smart kid, you should, you know, be doing better and this and that. Well, you know, I always wanted to be a chiropractor. I looked into the schooling, and I had no idea what that meant, what that translated to into real life. You know, you can read that you're going to take 30 some credit hours every 15 weeks for 3.3 years, and you're like, oh, you know, there's a lot of chiropractors out there, you know, anybody can do it, right? So I came in not very scared, I guess, is what I'm getting at. And the struggle was that first year and a half of school, that those basic sciences, and I really realized, wow, you know, this is going to be my life, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to be a professional student. And the part of why I was struggling so much was because I didn't really, there's so much chiropractic out there. There are so much. I mean, we're in our, you know, we're a year into school in a philosophy class, and our professor's explaining that there's over 200, you know, the techniques, just a ways, just the art just of chiropractic. And there's so much history and drama really in the profession that I was very confused as to what the heck I wanted to do when I grew up, supposedly, you know, when I got to that doctor status and I graduated, like, I just kind of was panicking, you know, that is this what it's going to be like? I'm going to be, you know, looking for microbiology lesions on people. And I just didn't know what was going on really. And I didn't have mentors at that time. And so my struggle was really, you know, I had the guts and the determination and, you know, at least enough brain power to get through school. But what I was struggling with was enjoying it and being passionate about it, because that honestly drives a lot of what I do. Is if I'm passionate about it, I'm likely going to do it, whether somebody likes it or not, because it's just, that's how I like to live my life. I want to mean something when I'm done doing something every time. So, I guess my struggle was, man, just focusing on school. And so I struggled. And, you know, I never failed a class or anything, but, you know, I got my fair share of D's, and I had to remove myself from the fact that the academic part of school was what was, I guess, going to ultimately determine how good of a chiropractor I was and what I did. And so when I found the things that I'm interested in now, and the things that the DC tree sort of represents, you know, neurologically, just the nervous system. And when I found my interest in functional neurology and just, you know, the understanding of the body in that sense, it's really when I, you know, kind of quit struggling. And what I learned from that was that I had to associate passion or a passionate activity with my life of work. And it just so happened to be that I was excited about chiropractic. So it worked out well. I was already in, waist deep, you know, in school and in debt and all that sort of thing, just to be there. So I was happy that I eventually found what I was passionate about. So the result of that is basically the result of me, you know, struggling and forcing myself to look around the profession and find what suited me is ultimately the result is the DC tree. And that's kind of in my degree and, you know, my great job that I'm about to enter out in Maine. So, I mean, these things that I have going for me in my life are the result of that struggle.
Yeah, there's value in struggle, we like to say. You know, even when I was in chiropractic college, and I can remember vividly, like, I think I had a straight 4.0 GPA up until, like, my third quarter. And as soon as I went into clinic, I realized that I didn't know anything. Like, I thought I knew everything, but I didn't know anything. Maybe academically, you know, or anatomy or whatever. I knew biochem, but when it came to actually communicating with people, help, you know, having them walk out and feel that they were listened and understood, that they were going to come back. I had never experienced or really wrapped my head around the fact that sometimes patients, if they have a poor experience, they don't come back. Right. And yeah, so it really gave me a spin, like a 180. So what's really amazing right now, tell me a little bit more about DC Tree or our listeners.
Yeah, sure. So the DC Tree started with my drive to connect and to network. And it's really evolved into the group of mentors that I've come to realize, not only just through, you know, through my own experiences, but through interviewing just face-to-face and at seminars and that sort of thing, but just interviewing, I mean, at this point, thousands of chiropractors I've talked to, just so many. You know, I've been traveling since, I guess it would be the end of my first trimester, so right around, you know, maybe, well, my first year, I guess. So about probably, you know, January of 2012, I started going to seminars, getting out of school and, you know, getting out of St. Louis and traveling around and getting around other chiropractors just to see what the heck was going on. And I started talking to people, and, you know, luckily I've had Dr. Patrick Kieran, who's, you know, my mentor and is going to be, I guess my boss too. He's going to be my boss. Yeah. For a little while. he definitely was, is one of the reasons why I know all of the great people that I know. And so I just started networking and started the DC Tree to help students do what I do. Because a lot of times what happens to me is I'll get, you know, students will come up to me and they'll, you know, they'll be like, man, can you adjust me or whatever? And I don't even know them. And I don't know why they're just, you know, I wouldn't just ask a stranger to adjust me. Even if I thought they were a great chiropractor, I still wouldn't. I would like to get to know someone first before they put their hands on me. But what I learned is that they were seeing me interact with other people who I had taken care of. And it's not just about the adjusting or anything like that. Everybody's a good adjuster if they, you know, once they get to a certain point, you get good at it, you do it enough. But it was just the trust that I am able to the rapport that I can make with people very quickly. And that a lot of that comes from the entertainment business and just from, you know, being able to look at a bride for the first time when it's the day of her wedding and, you know, she's not having a good day and you got to turn that boat around or whatever. So, you know, things like that in my experience, in my past, that really kind of led me to pulling the DC Tree together. And all it is, you know, it's an online communication tool, that we built, and I got together with a friend of mine who's a web developer and a web designer. And I said, you know, do you have a pet project right now? Because I've got a darn good idea. And as far as I could tell, one of these didn't exist yet. So we wanted to try to make a place for professional networking for chiropractic students. And so that they could find what else is out there, get a hold of some new information, maybe find something that they're not finding at school per se, because the school's job and their job is to get you through boards and make you a physician and a chiropractor. And you know, some schools do a better job than others. I'm very happy with my education at Logan. However, there's a lot of things that are going on in chiropractic outside of that. And that's where you're going to find your passion, not from those six courses that are, you know, technique courses that are entered and then one research class that we had, you know, and there's so much more out there. So the DC Tree is just a way, it's just my way, my tool that I created for me that just so happens to work for everyone else for, you know, networking and getting involved in different types of chiropractic and seeing what's out there and pushing yourself outside of your own box, you know, and growing outside of your comfort zone, that sort of thing.
Is there, I mean, other than DC Tree, is there any invaluable resource that you're using today, whether it be, you know, a book or a podcast, anything you're listening to or inspirational that you would like to maybe mention for doctors that are listening today?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest resources that I would say, not only have I seen it change, I've given the book to many of my patients, and I've also given it to many chiropractors and chiropractic students. The book is called Why You Get Sick and How Your Brain Can Fix It. And it's by Dr. Richard Barwell. And, you know, this book kind of is a summary, I would say, of what his life's work is and has been in chiropractic. He's actually from Canada. And I wouldn't want to say exactly where, but I think it's British Columbia. But he's just written this book that describes the potential that not only prospective patients have once they start receiving chiropractic care, but for chiropractors to realize their own potential and, you know, realize kind of what's out there. And he really kind of brings it back to, you know, the central nervous system. The book is called Why You Get Sick and How Your Brain Can Fix It. So, I mean, it's pretty simple concept. But, you know, he's talking about neuroscience and you know, immunology and things like that, but how they're all interwoven together. But yeah, I would absolutely 100% read that book. And just a little plug, obviously, if you go to the DC Tree website, and I always have a fun time telling people it's thedctree.com. It's a memorable thing. We just couldn't afford to buy dctree.com. It was expensive, but that book is actually available on as an ebook. On the website, so we are happy that Dr. Barwell let us do that. But that's definitely a resource. Dr. Sammy Clavel's podcast called Chiropractic Game Changers. It's a very cool podcast. I did that one with him as well, and I had a blast. He's a super cool guy, and he's interviewing a lot of really interesting people, so that's something to look out for. It's called Chiropractic Game Changers. And then, you know, obviously we have lots of resources that we're sort of pooling together and building on the DC Tree. Get on there and read those articles, because a lot of the reason that those articles are there is because that they've inspired myself and many other chiropractors and students to really push themselves and to learn more about what they're doing with the adjustment and that sort of thing. So I just lastly, I'd like to tell everybody really quick about, you know, how to get in contact with me and how to find the website and that sort of thing. So if you want to, you can go to any browser that you choose and type in www.thedctree.com, and that'll take you to our website. You'll notice right on the homepage that we've got a big flyer that you can click on, and it's got a whole event page listed. We're going to be throwing a seminar in Portland, Maine, in the U.S., and that's going to be September 20th, and I'm just very excited. We've done a couple of seminars here in St. Louis that have been smaller. This is a very big one, a huge lineup of amazing speakers. There's a really cool air of, you know, what's coming in chiropractic and what's gonna happen in the future. And we're going to talk a lot about how to communicate, you know, more effectively communicate to your patients about the nervous system and about, you know, what it is that we're doing when we're adjusting people. So that's really cool. You can check that out on the website. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. It's just at the DC Tree. So just don't forget the. And that's the easiest way to find us on there. We're constantly updating and doing some cool stuff with all of our social media. We have a great media group that we fly some professional photographers and videographers all around to offices and, you know, and help promote those offices by doing, you know, top-notch video production and that sort of thing. So we're always looking to reach out. And, of course, you can contact me if you want to get a hold of me and we can work anything out. As far as like speaking engagements and that sort of thing, I'm trying to get out and talk to as many students as I can. So if there's any students on any campuses that, you know, really want to fly me out, I taught our neurology club for a whole year. So there's a lot of stuff that I can talk about that's really cool. And I'd love to do that. You can get a hold of me at Corey@thedctree.com. That's my email. So I'd love to, you know, to entertain any ideas about, you know, coming out to talk and things like that. So. And thanks again, Dr. Ed, for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Very inspirational. Anyone who's listening today and can actually go to the chiropracticphilanthropist.com. And what they can do is go right to the search bar, enter in Corey, and they'll actually find your podcast and all of the show notes, including any of the resources or links that you've actually mentioned today. Great. So, yeah, we'll make sure that everyone, we can disseminate that information to as many people as possible so they can take advantage of that. And, you know, I think, you know, it's been, you know, truly, you know, an amazing experience speaking to you today, Corey. You know, I think that, you know, if you represent, you know, what we're going to see in terms of the chiropractors that are coming out of the college today, that the profession is in very, very good hands.
So you've heard the struggles, you heard the successes, and this episode is done. But there's still so much more to come and so much more to learn. Head on over to the chiropracticphilanthropist.com and sign up for our newsletter, where you'll receive free practice management tutorials on how to hire your dream team, educate your patients, market your practice, and so much more. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Chiropractic Philanthropist.